The United Kingdom, the ultimate dream of many migrants, the land of the princes and queens, of the Beckhams, the Beatles, and an array of tea shops, the land of endless opportunities. But for so many years, its door has been closed for migrants, and I'm sure a lot of you who've been dreaming of coming to the UK are aware of this. Some of you probably tried applying here as a student or as a skilled worker, but had no luck despite several attempts. Is this you? Even if it's not, keep on listening because we've got big life-changing news and stories for you. Welcome to Connections, Ian's podcast where we talk everything about skilled worker visas. In this first episode, Ian is going to talk about how UK is now the first choice for skilled worker migration.
When people think about moving to another country to build a new life, the UK is not the first country that comes to mind. It's always either Canada, USA, or Australia. Never the UK. And the reason for that is there is a notion that only nurses can actually come and work in the UK. That's true. That's what everybody thinks. That used to be true before Brexit. What is Brexit, you ask? I'll talk about that in a minute. But that is no longer the case since the UK left the EU on 31st of January 2020. But let me define what EU means, first of all. EU is simply standing for European Union. There are 27 now. It used to be 28 countries in Europe, and they put them together. It's like one band, one team. It's called EU, European Union. Okay, and that was established in 1957. What that means, if I am a UK national and I am in the EU, I can go to any member of the EU, Italy is a member of the EU, and I can work there without having to get a visa, right? That's one of the benefits of all EU nationals who are members of the EU. That benefit or ability to work within the EU, within the EU countries as an EU national is called freedom of movement. Okay. Now, not all European countries are in EU. For example, Bosnia is within Europe, but not in EU. Okay. UK is in the EU. And there are 27 countries now, used to be 28, that are part of the EU. That was established in 1957. Now, the United Kingdom joined the EU in 1973, right? And since then, the UK nationals have enjoyed the benefits of freedom of movement, okay? Now, that change in 31st of January 2020, what happened on that date, Francesca, guys? Do you know what happened on 20?
Brexit.
Yeah, 31st. Yeah, Brexit. Okay, Brexit is simply British exit. They coined the word Brexit, yeah? The UK left the EU. And the consequences, one of the consequences of that is that UK nationals are no longer able to work in any of the EU countries without getting a visa. The same is true for EU nationals coming to the UK. All right. The United Kingdom is still in Europe. Yeah. Because it's in Europe. Yeah. But we, because of Brexit, it no longer enjoys the benefits of the free movement rights. It's a right under EU law. Okay. Now, so one of the consequences of the UK leaving the EU is actually, there's so many. Two of them that I'm going to talk about today is since Brexit. And when was that again? Since 31st of January 2020. Not so long ago, about a little, 2 years now, no? 2022, no, yeah. About 2 years now. One of the consequences is that all EU nationals will now need a work permit to come and work in the UK. Now, this do not apply. This does not apply to those EU nationals who have lived and worked in the UK before a Brexit, yeah? So say, for example, if, you know, you see in London, there's so many Italians working in coffee shops, in Italian restaurants, if they have been working and living in the UK before Brexit, they continue to enjoy the same right. But those Italians and EU nationals, for example, who want to come to the UK, they need a work visa now. Now, so in other words, since Brexit, all EU nationals, right? They are now required to get a work visa like those non-EU nationals. For example, if I am from the Philippines, I am considered in the UK as a non-EU national. I'm from India, I am called, as far as immigration rules are concerned, I am referred as a non-EU national. So since Brexit, it doesn't matter whether you are an EU national or non-EU national. It doesn't matter whether you're from Philippines, from India, Sri Lanka, or you're from Africa, you're from the Middle East. If you want to come to the UK, right, one of the consequences is that you need to get a work permit. Okay? Now, the other consequence is because the UK left the EU, there is a big gap in the workforce of the United Kingdom. It resulted to a massive shortage in many job or occupations in the UK since Brexit. For example, the UK is already struggling for nurses. Brexit happened and COVID happened, and there's even more problems and shortage of healthcare workers in the healthcare sector. Now, so the UK has to do something about that, right? The UK government has to make sure that there is going to be some strategies around migration and work visas to allow these people to work in these jobs. Many occupations in the UK are available. And so one of the strategies that the UK government did is to allow, open its doors to a lot of migrants. And write this date down, right? On 1st of December 2020, that's a little over a year ago, what the UK government has done is to relax its immigration rules and added so many job types on its list, right? Where these people, if they are eligible and if they are experienced, they have the skills, they can actually come to the UK on a work, on a skilled worker visa. Right? So in other words, beginning December of 2020, 1st of December, the UK immigration rules change. It's no longer open to nurses. Yeah? In fact, and that's great news to so many people. Because in the past, right, only nurses and certain occupations are allowed to come to the UK. But now, since December 2020, we're talking about positions such as nursing aides, caregivers, hairstylists, drivers, graphic designers, marketers, salespeople. Really? Yeah. It's now on the list of occupation that's allowed to enter the United Kingdom and work. Right? You're talking about job positions like videographers, lawyers, and many more. A podcaster, yeah. If you are a podcaster, you can actually come to the UK and work on a skilled worker visa. If you're an IT person, you can, right? And that's one of the results, which is the good result, the good part of Brexit. Okay. At the moment, there are more than 298 occupations that you could choose when you want to start considering to migrate to the UK, right? Now, what's interesting is this. The UK continues to have challenges around a lot of sectors, even when it opened its doors to a lot of job types. In fact, the UK government has announced that very soon, they've not given the date, but I can predict dates. I can tell you, yes. I think they are going to announce this beginning 6th of April 2022. Okay, because, that's the beginning of the financial year in the UK. And what the government announcement is in the past week or so is that caregiver, home carer, caregiver, care assistant, not at the moment, senior carers are allowed to come to the UK, but not carers, okay? But there continues to be a massive challenges and shortages in the healthcare sector, okay? So the UK said beginning very, very soon, they haven't given the date yet, but normally they will come out with another announcement I think tomorrow probably or coming days. But in my experience, with the timing, I think that they will allow care workers and many other occupations on the list to grow beginning 6th of April 2022. In other words, this is great news, right? What does that mean to our listeners? What does that mean to people who are looking to build a new life in another country? This is the best time, right? This is the best time to start planning your move to the UK. Not on student visas, but on skilled worker visas. Don't go to Canada. I mean, you can still go to Canada, but guess what? It takes 2 years to process your visa. Don't go to USA because it takes even longer to go to America. And the checks at the airport are ridiculously so strict, you know. Don't go to Australia or the Middle East. Did you know that people, when they think about migrating to another country, because it's not easy to go to America equally. It's not easy to go to America. It's not easy to go to Canada. All right? It's not easy to go to other destinations for migration. Do you know which country is the easiest to move to? Anyone?
Which one?
Dubai, in the Middle East. It's very easy to go to Dubai. And in fact, a lot of expats, British expats and many other people, they go to Dubai. That's the first choice for migration, not the UK. You know why? Because the notion is not, it's difficult to come to the UK, okay? But that is no longer the case because now the UK has opened its doors. It's easy. Right? And this is the best time to actually start planning to come and move to the UK. For example, if you are in Dubai, it's easy to come to Dubai. Money is good. But you can work in Dubai for like 10 years. You're still a migrant. Not in the United Kingdom. In the United Kingdom, you come on a work visa. After 5 years, you can apply for permanent residence. And there's so many benefits of actually making United Kingdom as your choice of country for your migration. Now, in other words, anyone can now build a new life in the UK under the skilled worker visa route. Don't come on student visas because you will pay a lot of money and you're limited to work in for 20 hours a week. Now you know that it's possible under the immigration rules to come and work in the UK on a skilled worker visa. Now, also, it's open to a lot of job positions or occupations, not just nurses. Okay? In fact, at Ian's, we have helped hundreds of skilled workers in the last year since the rules change. And this is even the best news. Our visa process normally takes between 4 to 6 weeks. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and this is an eye-opener to you, I want you to make UK as your first choice of migration. Because it's easy. And I want you to talk to us or continue following and listening to my podcast because I can walk you through, and I will walk you through what the process is, how easy and simple that is. You know, earlier I talked about we have helped hundreds, if not thousands, since the immigration rules changed in December 2020 in the last year. We've helped senior carers, we've helped nurses, we've helped engineers. Yeah, we've helped videographers, marketers, a lot of people who want to make UK their home, right? We've helped a lot of them within 4 to 6 weeks. Now, in my next episode, I'm going to talk to you about how you can come and work in the UK within 4 to 6 weeks. Don't miss that. All my best. Connection Podcast.
Ian's Magic.
Ian's Dumb Care. Care where you need it and when you need it. Get the care your loved ones need now, not tomorrow and never later. What matters most is care that you can access for your loved ones. Contact us now on 020-391-20686.
Oh, that is so enlightening. First episode and I already learned so much. Really, I mean, I do come across terms like Brexit and free movement, but I didn't know that it had such a massive effect on the UK and its occupation shortage list until now. So people, you heard it from Ian, you heard it from Connections. The UK needs you now more than you think it does. So if you've always dreamt of coming to the UK and settling here, now is the perfect time. Its doors are not going to be open forever. So make sure you stay tuned to our next episode. You already know the whys for the shortage. Now it's time to talk about the hows. How can you migrate to the UK? How can you begin your UK journey? How do you make your UK dreams happen in just 4 to 6 weeks? Keep an eye out for our next episode on Friday, 6 p.m. UK time. Talk to you next time.